Okay, Shalom Aleichem, everybody, and welcome. It is my honor and privilege to have with us Rabbi Shalom Levin, who is known many of his svarim that he wrote on the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch. And the svarim in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, many of us, when you're using the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Shabbos, we learn it with a lot of his extra comments that he writes. And so when we just finished learning Hilchos Berurah, and we discussed that the Alter Rebbe said one thing in the Shulchan Aruch, another thing in the Siddur, and we want to know if he could, how do you deal with certain matters in Hilchos Berurah? I thought I'm going to go straight to the top. The one who, and anything that's detailed, you got to go and really dissect halacha. So I asked Rabbi Levin. Rabbi Levin doesn't need too many titles. He's known as the Rebbe's librarian. He wrote many svarim, a big Talmud Chacham. And hopefully by the time we finish this year, we'll master, at least in general, Hilchos Berurah. Now, I don't know if everybody, because in our group, the Shabbos group got Rabbi Levin's handout. I don't know if it came out to every group, but whoever has it, if you want to print it out, print it out. If not, you'll listen to Rabbi Levin. Rabbi Levin, floor is yours.
The basic rules of the Melacha of Beira, the Alter Rebbe is explaining in the beginning of Simen Shin Yud Tes by saying there are two kinds of Beira. One is Beira Psoilus B'Teich Eichel. When you have a mixture of Eichel and Psoilus, you take out the Psoilus, it's Beira Minatero. In any case, you do this, it's osur and chayev. The second kind of bearer is when you're taking out the eichel and you leave the psoilus. This kind, sometimes it's osur minatero and sometimes it is muta. When is it osur minatero? Why is it different? Because when you have a mixture of oichel and psoilus, and you take the oichel, you are not boira. You're just eating like this. It's derech achille. You take the food and you eat it. You're not separating them. If you take out the psoilus, that means you're separating them. But if you take out the oichel to eat, it's derech achille. So therefore, it's not Beira, but it has two noim. When you could take out Toichel Meteich Psoilus. One noim is you should take it with your hands, not with a special kli that is made for that. If you take it out with a special kli, it's not called Derech Achille. You're not eating. You're separating because you're separating it with a special keli. The second rule is that you have to do it before you eat, not 2 hours earlier. If you take out the food from the oichel from the psoilus 2 hours earlier and 2 hours later you are going to eat it, it's not there achille. You're separating them in order to be able to eat it 2 hours later. So there is two rules, two noim in this heter. In order to be able to do it, you have to do it with your hands, and you have to eat it right away within the hour or so.
Today, when people eat with forks and spoons, it changes?
No, we're speaking about a kele that is made to separate, not made to eat. And as we will soon discuss, the cases that you do it, and you are still chayev because you're doing it in a way that it is a kele made to separate eichel from psoilus. Let's see how the Alter Rebbe is explaining it in the beginning of Simen Shin Yud Tes. He says, a boirer who always meloches. She came be mishkon, ho you bear him up sailors binus and ammonim. Lefichoch, call a boirer soilus mitero eichel, a filu beyond the achas, a filu kadilo lechel alter hayef. Even though it's not with the kale, even though you're eating it right away, but still, when you take out the psalas, it's considered separating. It's not considered der chachile. Avol aboyra oichol mitera psalas. You take out the food. If you take it to the lech la'alter, eini chayev. Elin kem berer benapo edikvoro, shekein derer breirosei. They are special kelim to separate. But if you eat it with your hands and you take out the eichel metir pselis to eat it right away, then it's called der chachile. Im ber o eichel biyode, kedei lech la alter, muter, mepni shenetir lesa eichel metir pselis, kedei lech lemiyad, ein ze mein meloche klal, sheder chachile kachi. So if you want to eat, you take out the eichel. But they also teiro elu laseisin v'kviya v'yuchot l'kach dainu napo u'kvoro. What is napo? What is kvoro? We'll discuss soon. That's the rules of Beirer. And now we'll go to Hilchas Rabsel l'Shabbat in the Siddur. That there are two paragraphs related to Boira. And we have to understand that, and we'll see what it says first. First case is, I have a plate of soup that a fly fell in. The im nofals vuv a sharp sailors le kois elikoro. I have a cup of tea, and something fell into it. I want to take it out. I don't want to drink it. So the only way to do it, he says, ein takon rak mishpech ma'akoyis ad sheyitze apseles minoyich mitechei. I spill out the fly or the pseles from the cup or from the plate. And you could do it. Why? Shekiva shenefilas apseles lechutz hu al yedei sheichas biyodei hakeis im amashke shebeteichei umateyu biyodei haizeniko beirer eichel mipsech mitir pseles umutar kedibishtis miyad. Since you are now in the middle of eating the soup from the plate or the tea from the cup and something fell in there, so you spill it out, it's considered eichel mitir pseilus. And therefore you could, we have to understand why it is eichel mitir pseilus. If you have a cup that something fell into it and you want to spill it out, and you spill it out, so you're taking out the psoilus from the oichel. If you have a fly fell into your plate of soup, and you spill out the fly from the soup, you're taking out the psoilus from the oichel. So why are you allowed to do it? And this explains because it's considered eichel mitir pseilus. Why is it considered eichel mitir pseilus? Because what you have in your hand, the plate or the cup, you're taking it out. You spill out the fly and you stay in your hands with the soup or with the tea. So even though you're throwing out the fly, it is considered oichel mitir pseilus. You're throughout the fly, and you take your plate of the soup. So it's considered oichel mitir pseilus. But why is it called like that? When you spill it out, it should be considered like you spill out the fly or the other psoilus, and then it stays in your hand, the eichel. So why shouldn't this be considered as boire psoilus with the eichel? Then it's not allowed to. So in order to understand when you spill out from a cup or from a plate, is considered pseilus metech eichel, or when it's considered like eichel metech pseilus, we will see again what the Alter Rebbe explains in the first sif of Simen Shin Yotes. We will see what he explains in other sifim, and we will try to understand when it is considered eichel metech pseilus and when it's considered. So when he says in the beginning of senior test what is considered and it's not allowed to because it's a kele, so he says two kelim.
Levin, can I just summarize what you just said for a minute? Because you said that one of the svaras that even though you poured out the bug, but because what's left in your hand is the soup, that would might be still considered eichel mitir pseilus. Is that right? That's
yes.
Because
yes.
Even though you tilted the bug out,
yes,
what's in your hand is left the soup, it still could be considered maybe eichel mitir pseilus.
Correct. And we will explain what the rules when you consider it like that and when not. So let's start with the first sif. He said, Oichel mitir pseilus, if you do with the kele, it's also, even though it's eichel mitir pseilus. And it gives some examples. One is napo, one is kvo. Let's see what is napo and what is kvo. Napo is when you have flour. When you make the flour, in the flour is mixed in some of the pills of the wheat called murson or subin. And how do you get it clean? You put everything in a sieve and you zip it out so the kemach, the flour, goes through and falls into a pot under it. And what stays in your hand? The pills. The Muson or the Subin. And he says it's considered Oichel mitir pseilus. And the only reason why it's Osur is because it's a Kele that is made for that. Otherwise, you would be able to do it because it's Oichel mitir pseilus, which means that the Oichel goes through the sieve into the Kele. And what stays in your hand is the pseilus. So it's called eichel mitir pseilus. Not like we said before, when you spill out from the plate, what you spill out is spill out, and what's you left in your hand is called that you're taking it. So both are called eichel mitir pseilus. By the flour, it's eichel mitir pseilus because the oichel you put into a kele, and what's left in your hand is just left over. And by a fly, you say it's eichel mitir pseilus, because what you take out from the plate is left over, and what you take in you with your plate, that's what you're taking. So how does these two things combine? So it gives another sample in the first, Seif, Napo and Kvoro. What means Kvoro? Kvoro is being explained more specifically in Simen Shin Chor Dalet. When you make the, you take out the, you make dosh, and you take out the garilim of the wheat, and you make from it flour, so the straws that stay there is food for the balechayim, for the behemoths. They eat it, but they can't eat everything because there is the moitz, which is what's growing in top of the wheat. They can't eat it. So you want to separate, give them only the shtevel, not the moitz. How you divide the moitz from the tevel? The moitz is very small, thin, like hair. And the tevel is large. So you take it in, you put it into a sieve with larger holes. So all the moitz is passing by. Standing in the sieve is the tevel, which is large. And you're not allowed to do it because it's a special keilah. Kvoro is made for that. Otherwise, it would be mutter because it's oichel mitoich psoilis. Why is it oichel mitoich psoilis? Because the oichel stays in your hands and the psoilis goes away. So how come Napo and Kvoro both are considered oichel mitoich psoilis? It's the opposite. But Napo, the flour goes through and the psoilis stays in your hands. But Kvoro, the moitz goes through and the tevel, which is the oichel, stays in your hand. And they are both considered oichel mitoich psoilis. So the I understand it like this. When you have flour and you sip it, so the flour goes into a keilah. So when it goes into a keilah, that's what you put there. But the moitz, you don't put it in a keilah. It's garbage. You just sip it and throw it out. So what you do is you hold with your hands the oichel, the tevel, and whatever is the moitz is garbage and going through, not going to a keilah, goes on the ground. So then it's called oichel mitoich psoilis, what you hold in your hand, not what's going in garbage. But by the flour, it's going in a keilah. So what's going in a keilah, you put it into a keilah, that's what you put there. So it's oichel mitoich psoilis.
Rabbi Levin, I know that in Shemirah Shabbos Vilchasa, there's a discussion if you could use a peeler for carrots.
We'll discuss it in the second half.
But now you're bringing out...
No, peeling is the second half, which is a separate subject.
Okay.
That's the second paragraph of the Hilchazaratzil Shabbat. Now you would just try to say, how come in these two cases it's considered Eichel Mitoich Psoilis? And therefore, we understand also what it says in Hilchazaratzil Shabbat, when you get the fly out, you're not getting the fly in a keilah, you don't need the fly, you just get it out. What stays in your hands? The soup, that's the oichel. So you're taking it. Whatever is going to garbage, you're not taking it. It's going the way. That's my understanding of it. And we will try to see several more seifim in your test, how it works. Let's go in seeing your test to see if you test. when you have wine that has a lot of shmorim in the wine, and you want to separate them, so you need a sieve. But in the beginning, when there is the shmorim are in the bottom of the bottle, and the top of the bottle of the keler is wine, and it's not completely mixed. So when you want to drink, you spill from the bottle into a cup, and goes into the cup only wine, not the shmorim, because you didn't get so low yet. So you're allowed to do it. Why? Because you are taking eichel mitech tzeles. You spill into a cup the wine that you want to drink. That's eichel mitech tzeles. You're not spilling out the wine in the garbage. You spill it into a cup. So let's see how the Rebbe explains it in Sivyut Ches. Mutar la'aris benachas mikli lechaveri kedei shapseles v'ashmori mishor v'beshuli akli sh'ari mutar divrei eichel eimash kemeti rapseles sh'areitze l'ochle l'shtes l'alter kol she'ein e'berer alidei kli. Here, you spill it out with a kli, but it's not sipping, it's not a sip, you just spill it out with your hands. Kan af sh'me'ara mikli lekli וקומו כן איקר ברר נעשה על ידי יודו, ואיני חושב ברר מקרי, אלא כשמסנן בסודר, הכפיפו וקייצו בזל. So you see again, since the wine goes into a cup, you're taking the wine out of what's left. So therefore it's considered eichel metir pseilus. When will it be considered Pseilus Metech Eichel? So let's go in next Sif, in Sif Yotes. In Sif Yotes is when you fry with oil, French fry or whatever. After you finish, you want to take out only what you eat. So what do? You take the frying pan, you spill out the oil into another keila for tomorrow, and then what's left in the frying pan is the food. You're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. Why? Because it's boiler pseilus mitoich eichel. Why is it considered pseilus mitoich eichel? What you left in your hand is the eichel. But when you throw it out from the frying pan into another keila, you want to use it. You want to fry with it tomorrow again. So you're not throwing it out. You're throwing it in. So you're throwing in the pseilus. Why? Because you're not eating today the oil. You're eating today only the potatoes, the potato chips. So that's the eichel. And when you throw it out to another keila, you're throwing out the eichel, because whatever you don't think you want to eat now is considered pseilus. So you're putting in the pseilus into a keila. So then it's considered pseilus with the eichel. Let's see how he explains it and see if you test. Aval shuben hatzof al gabi atafshil, otsu laroi sikuli. Afilu kedi loich la tafshil lealte, mipnei shehein shnei minay eichli. Eis ya min sheich lealte, niko eichel. The potato chips is called eichel. Hashem, the oil is considered famous. Ukshima ara as shuben shehein eich reizu eichel, ara is a berer pseilus mitech eichel. Because you put it into a keila for tomorrow. Let's go now to Sif Chof Beis. When they make cheese, it separates the milk into two parts. The good part of the milk becomes cheese, becomes solid, and the water of it, which is called cum, is water, and you throw it out. So when you want to eat the cheese, you spill out the water and you leave in your kelder the cheese. Well, you spill it out in a kelder? No, you don't need it anymore. So you spill it out in the sink. So what would be this be considered? Pseles mit der Egel or Egel mit dem Pseles? Since you're not putting into a kelder that you need it for later, you just spill it out. So you bear what you left in your kelder from the cum, from the water. So it's considered, let's see how he said it in Sif Chof Hei. Im nosan akum, betech kli gami, you put it into a special zip, meach olof, neit filim teche, they go out. Hai yitul das berer, eichel mitir pseles. Why? Because what's going out is not going into a kele. It's going out. It's garbage. And what you have left in your kele is what you think, what you need. So it's bare echo mit your sales, but you're not allowed to. Because this kele that you put it into is a special seat for the cum to go out and the cheese to stay. So it's like it's because whatever is going out goes to the garbage. You're not putting it into a trailer. And what you left in your house, in your hands, is what you're taking. So it's, but you're not allowed to because you do it with a special trailer which is made for that. So if it's, so that's why when you spill out the fly from the soup, it's called and you're allowed to. Others are discussing that it doesn't fit with what it says in Shulchan Aruch, in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch. And they try to find reasons why he changed his mind. But the way we explain it, the way they understand it, is everything in Siman and Shiyutesif Aleph and Shiyutesif and Shiyutes and Shiyutesif Chofei and in the Hilchos Rav Tzol Shabbato is all the same rule as we explained it now. Let's go now to the second part of the which is also related to Beira.
You wanted to ask something about Meshulam. You also want, before we move over to the next thing, you want to ask something?
Yeah. So in Sif Yud Tes, it doesn't seem to say anything about that you're pouring it into a keli. And but that's the way that you explained it, and it's, I understand that's
it. He says that you need the shuman for later, and that's why it is considered soilless, because you don't need it for now.
Where?
So the shuman is called soilless, because you're not eating it now, but you eat it later. You need the psalus for later. That's why it's called psalus. So obviously, if you need this for later, you're not throwing it out.
So if, okay, so if, when I read this, if I understood that it was, you could have been putting it directly into the sink to go
but
down
then
the drain.
You have to explain it, that it's considered psalus because you need it for later. Uh-huh. He says this, what you need now is oichel. What you need later is playlist. If you need later, means that you put it into a keli that you need later.
Okay.
That's my understanding of this halacha.
Can I ask a question also?
Yes.
Before, earlier in the shir, you mentioned about la'alter, about doing something right away. Why is it not considered if a person goes to shul in the morning, right?
Oh, so, I didn't go into that because we didn't learn that. But they explained it in the beginning of Shin Yotes that the time that people are starting to go out of shul and coming home, then the lady in the house, when she knows now they're getting soon home, so when they prepare to go home, it's considered la'alter. But if they're still davening and they're still not preparing themselves to go home, it's not called la'alter because you're not eating it now. That's what he explains in Shittes. But we didn't go into that because that's not our topic today.
Okay. No, why not have, you know, if let's say I don't have time, the suit is supposed to start, let's say, right away after davening, let's say. So I'm just not understanding why not say that the time before davening is called the altar. It's the only time I have time, let's say, to prepare before the meal that was called for, let's say, 11 o'clock, I don't know, whatever, in the morning.
Okay, but when you're still davening and you prepare it, it's not there, Chachila. You're not eating it now. You're not preparing now to eat now. You're davening now. When you finish davening, you go home. So that's why it's not called Derech Achilah. You're not eating it now. Derech Achilah is now. And what is the timetable? So I mentioned before, like 1 hour, because since you finish davening, you prepare to go home, and then you go home, you say Shalom Aleichem, and then you say Kiddush. So that's considered, like an hour, is about what it's the time.
But during the shir, somebody asked me, what's if somebody has a lot of guests? Moshe Rabashkin has to make for a lot of people.
I don't know what to tell you, because when you do for a lot of people, it's not always considered their chachil.
So what's on Matron?
I don't know the figure of, and he will say how to do it. It's not always you have to do it like that. There are some things that you have to do la'alter. And those things that you do la'alter, there is a problem. Not only beir, there is more things. Taken is also la'alter. And so it's always a question when you make the salat, if you make it thin salat. So question, you have to do it only la'alter, but that's not our subject today. We will go now to the second paragraph in the Siddur, which also needs explanation, and there is a machlekes in there how to explain the Alter Rebbe. Let's start what he says. He says, better don't eat nuts on Shabbos, because when you eat nuts and you break it, so it mixes the shells of the nuts and the food of the nuts. And then if you want to separate it, naturally you separate, you take out the shells and you put it on the side. So that's considered, and you're either a vere and also mukze, so therefore try not to eat it Shabbos, unless you broke it open before Shabbos and you took away the shells before Shabbos. But then he says that the problem of bearer is if you break it and they are already separated, but they are mixed in. But if, as usually, when you open the nuts with a nut opener, it breaks into two or three pieces, and each piece has the nut in it, you still didn't separate them. So he says, if you didn't separate it yet and you take out the shells, it's not considered beira. And you could do it. The reason why I say you shouldn't do it on Shabbos, because maybe it will separate and will be mixed, and you will take out the shells. So then it's considered berer, tzeilos mitechecha. But if in every shell there is still a piece of food, and you take out the shell, it's not considered berer, tzeilos mitechecha. Why? You take out the shell. So you take out the psalus. And we get to the fact that Rabbi Ruler mentioned before. You peel bananas or oranges. So what you peel out is you take away the psalus. What is left, you're going to eat. But now you're taking away the psalus. So why could we peel bananas or oranges and Shabbos? He says only the nuts, we shouldn't do it. But other food, we could peel. Why? So let's see, there is a Yerushalmi that says that you're not allowed to peel and food on Shabbos. He speaks about shumim. Kadmivcha betripaisu, shenetelese meaklipis, chayev b'shumbera. Because you take out the psalus and you leave the food. So how do we peel food and Shabbos? So there is two shittas. One shitta is the Rosh and the Marshal. Let's see what the Rosh says. It doesn't pass like the Yerushalmi, because in Talmud Bavli it doesn't mention that. So he says, you're allowed to do it. Why are you allowed to? So he explains that when you have food in a pill, the pill is oichel. They're not separated yet. So it's all oichel. When you have an orange, you don't have a pill and the food. It's all one. When you take it out, you take out oichel. It's not considered. That's what the Rosh says. He says, nearly the gazim ubotnim shenishbaru umonochim adayim biklipposom, like the case of the Alter Rebbe, loimikre shem psalus alayhu, given the uchayu bochi tavi shayma lepri, so it's oicher, lidomila tzomis uklipim, when you eat fish, you take out the tzomis, or clippers that are already taken out, but they are mixed. That's what the Rosh says. There is still room to argue what it exactly means. But the Yamsha Shleime explains it more. The Marshal, the Yamsha Shleime explains it more. Min echod hu, the ancient psalus alof, the eze inye shemetakin oichel, but the Rashema, you're not taking away psalus because there is only one food and it's called oleichel. That's the shitta of the Marshal and the Rosh that hold we do not paskel like the Yerushalmi.
Where's this Rosh?
What?
Where's the Rosh? Where's the...
If you have the page, it says in Beitzer, Perek Aleph, Simen Chof Gimel. The Yamsha Shleime is in Beitzer, Perek Aleph, Simen Mem Beis. But the Ramot doesn't pasken like them. He paskens like the Yerushalmi. So why do we peel fruit? So the Ramot says in Simen Shinchof Aleph in Shabbos, Sivyotes, also, likleif shumim uptsolim, kshekoylef lehaniyach. Avlel Chilalter Shari. He says that, yes, the Yerushalmi says it also. When you're not eating it right away, you peel it up because in 2 hours from now, you want to eat it. So it's considered Oichel Metech Pselis. Oichel Metech Pselis? You're not touching the Oichel, you just take out the pills. Sure, you take out the pills. When it's mixed and you take out the food, so it's Oichel Metech Pselis. When you take out the pills, Pselis Metech Pselis. But now you cannot come to the food unless you take away the pselis. So right, you could say it, you're taking away the pselis, but it's there in achille. You can't eat any other way. So even if it's pselis with the eichel, it's considered eichel with the pselis because it's there in achille. So therefore, you are allowed to do it if you eat it right away. That's what he speaks about garlic and onions. Says the Mogen Avraham, it's not only that. Im kein af tapuchim osu niklis laniach. If you eat the apple, you want to peel it up, it's considered oichel metir pselis. Because you cannot come to the apple itself if you don't want to eat the pills. So it's derech achille. So it's derech achille. It's allowed if you eat it right away. But if you want to peel apples in order that later, a few hours later, you'll have guests and you want to give them, it's not la'alter. It's not derech achille. But it's considered Eichel Metir Pselis. So now the Ali Rabbi explains in Siman Tov Kuf Yud that here the Ramah and the Mogen Avraham hold that we paskin like the Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi Mayresh Oysel Lehoniach. And therefore the Yerushalmi says that you're Chayiv. Avok shekelev lechel alter, mutor af lebarer apselis, kmei shekelev akripo, because it's der hachila. These are the two shittas. So according to one shita, the Ramo, the Russian, the Marshal, you're allowed to peel oranges if you're going to serve it 3 hours from now. Because it's not Eichel Pselis, it's all Eichel. But the Ramo and the Mogen Avraham and the Adi Rabo say that if you peel, it's considered Derech Achille. But if you leave it for late, it's Eichel Pselis, but it's Derech Achille. If you don't want to eat it now, you want to eat it a few hours later, you're not allowed to. If you want to eat it now, you could peel it. Let's see now how the Alter Rebbe paskens in Shulchan Aruch and how he paskens in the synagogue. In Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Yutes, if Tes, he says, Mutor Likleif Tvuo Minekipnis Shenim Lulu Meashavit Meashibolim Abashavitim Meerev Shabbos Ak Sheizoer Why? Because when you take off the pills, it's called derech achille. That's the heter. And derech achille, you are allowed only when you eat right away. But if you eat later, you can't. Now we'll come to the din of the nuts, that you break the nuts and the nuts are still in the pills, in the shells. So we said before that the Rosh says that a geizim u botnim shenishtabu umunochim adayin b'posam, you're allowed to take the shells. Why? The Rosh says because it's not boirer, because it is still in it, so it's all considered food, all considered oichel. So you could do it even if you don't want to eat it now, if you want to eat it later. But the Alter Rebbe, let's see what the Alter Rebbe says. He says in Hilchos Rabbah Shabbat, in the next paragraph, Toiv Limnoya Melech Legezim Veluzim B'Shabbes Elo Im Kein Hitzio Mikriposo Merv Shabbos. Hine Av She Oy Chaprim Munar Mikriposo Kulei Miktose Muto Lahat Mikriposo B'Yodik. Like the Rosh says, but he says Tutnoyim. Only with your hands. And it's not considered boira psoilas b'yoichel. He doesn't say it's not considered boira. It's not considered boira b'yoichel. Why? Because it's derech achilosei. So it's considered like eichel with the psoilas. So therefore, you're allowed to do it with your hands if it's right away. The kolmokim, you shouldn't do it because later it mixes in, it separates and mixes, and you'll take it and you'll be ever and there. So in Pashtus, now the Rebbe says here, like the Ramo and the Mogen Avraham and the Amirab, that it's not Tzeilus mitir Hegel. It's considered like Hegel mitir Tzeilus. And therefore you are allowed to only be Yodin, not with the Kalim. But the Tzemach Tzedek is still, that's what, that's how the Alter Rebbe explains, and that's why Reb Chaim Noe, Tzitzis Shulchan, he explains it like that. Shari Admur Kosar Mutor Lohosir Kriposir Biyodei Vein Bimishum Beira Umevuar Derag Biyad Mutor Lohosir Kripo Avon Bikli Osu Umuchor Dishayim Buzin Yabera. Da heter hu rak somuch lesiudo. Al kochor de mashihiter abu reinu besomuch lesiudo. Vaf al pi da vipseles pegel we koma ke muter de kinu der hachila. Vi efshim der hachem. So he is passing like the Ramon, not like the Marshal. But the Tzemach Tzedek is still thinking if it's possible that the Alter Rebbe holds like the Rosh and the Marshal. The Alter Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek in Pesukei Dinim says, Ein Moshe Kosov B'Sidur Gabi Egezim Beit Shapri Chul Mutar Lehosech Kriposei Lich'ere Zehu Alpita Asrashal B'Yam Sheshleime Parei Sidi Atas U'Mogin Avrop. So why shall we say that the Alter Rebbe holds like the Rashal and not like the Ramo and the Taz and the Mogen Avraham? So he's questioning. The Tzeitz Shulchan says that from what he says, Biyode is Buchar that he holds like the Ramo and Mogen Avraham. And what is it, Negeya the Maiser? It's Negea Lemaise, the Tzemach Tzedek says, when you eat fish on Shabbos, there is the atzomis in the fish. So there is big atzomis, and you have the small, thin atzomis. Like when you eat the herring, you have the small, thin atzomis in the herring. When you want to take out the atzomis of the herring, according to the Marshal, you could take it out. The wife doesn't want that the husband and the children should have, when they eat the herring, they should have to pull out the small atzomis. It's a whole uncomfortable task. So she does it in the morning. Says the marshal, you could do it. Because as long as they are still together, it's not considered klipis. It's considered food. So you take it out. But according to the Magen Avraham and the you are allowed to do it because it's der hachila. Because you cannot eat it with this together. So you are allowed to do it only before you eat while eating. But you're not allowed to do it 2 hours earlier. So says the Tzimach Tzedek, Lefi Zeh, Tzorich Iyun, Ba'eichel Dogin, V'yesh Achzomis, Tanim V'teichom. The big one, you could take out the food. This small one, you cannot take out the food from this small thing, Achzomis. You have to take out the Achzomis, which is, say, listen to Hegel. But since then, Hachilosa, you're allowed to. But if it's not considered as toilets, im muto lahati ratzomis, la rashal is lame on the shori. When you're in the hokel, that you could do it. He's more late to say that you could do it. So the difference is, according to that, you could take out the small, thin ratzomis from the herring, and now 2 hours earlier. But according to what there, so if a Shulchan explains in the Alter Rebbe, then you could still take it out, but only while they are coming from Shul and preparing themselves to eat.
So in what way is the Atzomis different than watermelon seeds? Watermelon seeds, you definitely can't do it early, but could you do it Sabah Klasuda? No.
It's also the same thing is that like the shells of the gezim and like the thin atomis of the herring.
You could do it before the Suda?
According to the Rashal, you could. And according to Ramon, you could do it only close to the Suda.
Yeah, but even, you don't have to put it in your mouth and spit it out. You could take it out.
Who says that you should put it in with this cast? That's der hachila means taking it away before you put it into the mouth.
Okay. Well, aren't people machmer and they don't take it out? They don't take out the
it's not because in the watermelon, there is not a problem. Even if you eat in the middle of the week, you're going to eat it together and then take out the
garim. Well, that's
the same thing is also by when you eat grapes and it has little garim. You take it out in your mouth, and then you take it out much easier than taking it out. But
halacha megma rishnem, you could take it out before.
It's hard.
Yeah, but that's
yes, definitely you could.
Hard makes it even a bigger problem of bayer.
In the chayre you could.
Wow. Okay.
Because now, it's like pills. You can't take out the food from there. You could only take out that from the food. So it's considered, if while you eat, it's considered der hachilos.
So, Sof Dover, you said now, the peeler for an apple, the peeler for a
peeler cow. For an apple is also negiah to that. According to the Ramo, you're not allowed to use a peeler for an apple on Shabbos. Because the peeler is a clear lekach. And you are doing it only der hachilos. When you peel it with a peeler, it's not called der hachilos. But if you peel it with a knife, it's not made for that, so then you could probably could. But according to Rashal, you could even do it with a peeler, because it's not considered trellis. So what's the problem?
It's like cutting an apple in 4 pieces. Mit shalach tom shalach, master side by side.
Yeah.
Okay, because I'll bring us the two shittes, magnet or peeler, this can peeler.
The two shittes, if the two shittes, solution them Marshal mit Ramon.
Meshulam, you want to ask a question? Because I want to try to corner Rabbi. Oh, give me a minute. Let me try to corner. If they supposed to coffee presses, the stroll they could coffee. It's not that you stroll. You know, today everybody filtered water And then they have, they make press, forget about the bishul part. The coffee, not the shmar, the coffee, whatever. On top is the box.
Is it from beans or from grounds?
The beans are taken.
Ground. The beans are ground. They're like, you put water, forget about the bishul.
Go through a filter.
It's like, the village that the schmutz, the stupid
is
set up.
Is it going to tell? There is nothing to talk about because this kele is like an apple quarrel. Even if it's considered egel mitir pseles, they're a kele, but when it's a kele and it's made for that, you're not allowed to do it anyways.
If base was the velzog, stupid is set up all the way down. Large eichel, the velt is a velt, the moderne velt. You know, where else? What was the other thing? What was the other one? The other issue with that one about the
Turkish coffee?
The French press, that's what they do. Forget
the Bezos. The water pitcher with the filter?
Stop mentioning. They only do water out of a filtered pitcher.
It's another subject. There's nothing to do with what we're discussing today. But when it says in Shulchan Aruch that if you
why is that not brighter? Why is that not brighter? Why is it a different subject?
That's what it says. It explains in senior test. If you could drink it without separating, then you could separate because you're just making it better. But if you cannot drink it without, then you're separating. You're not allowed to. So therefore, they said. Those people that don't drink water because there are little objects inside and they don't want to drink it because it's surim or whatever, they are not allowed to separate it. But if you don't care and you just want it better, then you could separate it. That's another subject. It has nothing to do with what we're discussing today.
Meshulam, I'll get you ask.
Okay, I had a question about you're saying it's derech achila to eat a fruit or anything like that, based on the fact that the only way to get to the eichel is by taking out or removing, being masalik that peel or whatever. So if let's say you have a bowl of lettuce and on top, the whole bowl of lettuce is covered on top with like bad lettuce and the only way to get to the good lettuce is on the bottom. The Shulchan Aruch Harav doesn't seem to mention that.
Doesn't mention that. It mentions only if there's mixed, there is part like this and part like that, if you take it, you can't take it out. But if you could come to the inside only when you take off the bottom, the top, it's like the pills.
So that would be mutter, according.
If you have to come there in order, if you have to take it off in order to get to the inside. Yes.
Almog, you want to ask something?
Yeah, my question was regarding the apple peeler. If it is, even though it's a kli meyuchad, isn't it still eichel mitaych eichel? And because the klipa is roi la'achila, it would be mitzvah?
It's eichel pseilas mitaych eichel derech achilasi. But derech achilasi doesn't help when you do it with a peeler that is made for that.
Why is an apple peel not considered eichel?
When you eat a special kele that is made for that, it's not called derech achila. You're not eating. You're just doing it with a special kele. That's why an apple kvoro, when you have the same thing, you want to eat only the inside. But you do it with an apple kvoro. It's not considered derech achila because it's a kele that is made for that.
My question is about the status of the peel. The status of the peel is considered psilis. Why?
It's considered psilis because you don't want to eat it. Considered derhagilose because you want to be able to come to the food.
Right. So when it comes to amin echad, even if one is a chefetz and one is ain a chefetz,
is the cheetah of the rashal, then you could do it a peel too because it's not considered boyer. But according to the Ramadit, it is considered boira, but it's derech achilasei, So der ha-hilose, if it's a kele that is meant for that, is not considered der ha-hilose.
Understood. Thank you.
Yisroel Yeshiv Yitzchak.
Yeah, just a general question about Bayer. After you eat on Shabbos and you want to clean the table, so how does it work? You have let's say dishes and forks, and then you have the garbage and the plates, and you want to or let's say you have paper plates and you have forks that go in the sink.
Obviously, it is not part of Siman Shin Yotes on Avera, but in general, there is two kinds of pills or leftover. There is leftover that you could eat, which is not mukzer.
That's mukzer. He's going.
No, right. I'm asking about boiler, but boiler bekelim. Like let's say.
Why boiler? Everything that stays there goes into garbage.
Okay, so let's say I have paper plates and I have forks like silverware, and I want to put the forks in the sink, and I'm putting the plates in the garbage with the garbage. How do you do it in a way that's not boiler? Like.
I don't know what to tell you, and there is more questions like that. Let me ask you a much simpler question. The davening shul comes to Kriyas Torah, you give them out chumashim.
Yeah.
After Kriyas Torah, you take away all the chumashim, you put them on the place, and they stayed with the sidurim. By kelim, it's the same thing. So, the sidurim are called like eichel.
Right.
And the chumashim, since you need it for next week,
yeah,
because it's like sales.
Yeah,
you take away all the chumashim, you put it in on the place.
Right.
I'm a dyke not to do it, but some see they're not there. The chumashim putting it on the place, and it's all these things is not a clear.
Rabbi, that's not a tarubis. That's not
ma'urim.
The whole
bayir
is mentioned
samish. Okay, understand. And the table lays sidurim and chumash.
Okay. What is the chassidish world? They all eat semichkes on Shabbat.
There is no problem in semichkes.
Semichkes,
you eat with your mouth the food and you throw away the others. You're not separating them. You're not taking away. It's not mukzer because when you put it into your mouth,
yeah, when you're dropping it,
and what it's after that, it's left in your hand, in your hand.
But after that,
it's you're allowed to you. When you it becomes mukze and you still have it in your hands, you're allowed to keep it in your hands till you put it away.
Yeah, but they make piles on the table, spike things on the dish, dort nicht ein mukze.
Dort nicht ein mukze, und dort nicht der Herr, we bounce fires in them. That's why it's
considered
partial rain. But shells of nuts, it's not with your spires, so it's not considered. That's why it says in Shulchan Aruch, in Shechesiv Samach, that the shells of the nuts, you're not allowed to take off the table. Only with special ways, but it's not simple. So even if you eat that, that's what the movement, what the Rebbe says, that the nuts is considered mukhtse. Because it stays on the table and you can't take it off. Only if you take the whole tishtach with some of it is food. It's a whole complicated subject. And that's why it's also a problem also by the night seder. When you peel the eggs, each one has its egg. So the eggs, the peel of the eggs is not considered food. It's not like the orange pills. And there's a problem of taking it off the table. And when you start eating, you want to take off this egg's
shell.
So it's a problem. When I do it in my house, they bring the garbage can near the table. Each one is filling the egg and bring the pills direct into the garbage can. But you don't leave it on the table because otherwise there will be a problem with it. But that's what you did in Mukta, not in Beira.
I don't know if you want to. What's the Maisim with Ibis?
For today.
Okay, but Altrebbe puts it in the same Hilchos Rav.
There's two paragraphs. Each one speaks about another subject. Okay. And Ibis is a complicated subject. It's not a one.
Okay. Anybody else before Rabbi? He's overtime. Anybody else?
Michelle? Yeah, I want to, if I can ask about the Melilois that we were talking about with the cello.
The subject of Melilois is a complicated subject and a separate subject, and we're not going to touch it today.
Okay. What about the nuts?
What?
The nuts, where it says it has three shells.
Breaking the nuts is the part of Dosh, not of part of Beir, which is a separate subject.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. When you mentioned about oranges and bananas, so you said it's derech achila to peel them because it's impossible to eat them otherwise. You could eat them otherwise. You could cut the orange with the peel on it into a few sections, and you could eat the inside out from the peel.
When you peel it, it's derech achila, because you want to get, without cutting it, you want to get to the fruit, and that's derech achila.
So
Mogen Avraham says, Mishum be'in kein after Purim, also liklev la'aniach. But if you want to eat it now, it's derech achila. Even though you could theoretically cut it in pieces and eat it in a different way.
Okay.
Okay, Gracie Yashikaya, thank you very, very much. I'm sure this helped us out a lot. And Yashikaya, Shimshin, you wanted to ask something?
No, it's okay.
Okay, Yashikaya, Rabbi Levin, and call to everybody.
Thank you, Rabbi Levin.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Be well, everyone.